We welcome you to the broadcast today, the commencement of a series we would begin today concerning that blessed truth, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. May I raise the question, my beloved listener, do you believe from the Word of God that the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, is coming back again? May I point out to you, by the way of introduction to our subject, the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that within the confines of the New Testament, we have three particular great subjects. First, we find in the New Testament the record that the Son of God came into this world and that he returned back to heaven. The second great subject in the New Testament, which we could and we do emphasize, the Holy Spirit came down to the earth on the day of Pentecost, and he is still here. But there is a third great subject in the New Testament, which will be the theme of our study. The Son of God is coming back again. Beloved friends, if you and I admit the first fact, that the Son of God came into this world and returned back to heaven, certainly we must admit the other two. For if we deny one, we should deny all of them. For they each rest precisely upon the same authority, the Word of God. Is it true that God's Son was rejected? Is it true that he was cast out of this world and crucified? Is it true that he has gone back to heaven? Is it true that he is seated now at the right hand of God above? Is it true that 50 days after his ascension, the Holy Spirit came to the earth following his resurrection, and he is still here? These facts are just as true as the Word of God can ever make them. Then also, it is just as true that our blessed Lord Jesus will come again, literally, actually, and personally, from heaven above, and he will someday reign from one end of the earth to the other. Now, these three great facts, first, that the Son of God came into this world and returned back to heaven, second, that the Holy Spirit came down to the earth and he's still here. Third, that the Son of God is coming again. These three facts, they affect every person upon the earth for time and for eternity. Oh, beloved, let me speak of the Son of God coming to the earth. He has come. Now, why did he come? Was it not because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life? That is why he came. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. As Paul has written in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. But it is also true that he has gone back to heaven. Now listen to this very carefully. Take in the truth of it. Because the world hated God, and the world hated his Son. May I point out to you the words of the Lord Jesus when speaking to his disciples in the upper room before his departure? John chapter 15 and verse 18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Oh, my beloved friend, let me very firmly emphasize, the world showed its hatred and manifested that hatred in crucifying the Son of God. But yet there are two questions we should raise upon this occasion. For God is a message to every sinner. And to every sinner, he raises this question. What have you done with my son, whom I sent to die for your sins? How many of you remember that when Jesus stood before Pilate, Pilate was in a great dilemma. When he saw that the people, the priests and the officials and the elders of Israel demanded the crucifixion of Jesus. When Pilate raised the question, then what shall I do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? My sinner friend, have you faced that question? 'Tis the question that God raises. God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Now God would ask the question of every sinner, what have you done with my son? But then there is another question that I'm sure he would direct to the believer. You and I, my fellow believer, who know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and I know him as my Savior, if the world hated your Savior and my Savior, and the Savior confirmed the fact that he would hate his people, would not God say to the believer and to the saint today, what is your attitude toward the world? Now that is a very important question. Not many believers seem willing to face it. But I would only quote to you the words of the great Apostle Paul, when in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14, the beloved apostle declared, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Let me repeat again, to the sinner, my unbelieving listener, God says to you, what have you done with my son? And my fellow believer, God says to you and me, what is your attitude toward the world, which rejected my son, crucified him, and drove him out? Now the second great fact of the Word of God in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is come. And thank God he is still here. Does God have a question to raise, to ask anyone who is still an unbeliever, a sinner who has not yet found his or her forgiveness of sins through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? God says to the sinner, the Holy Spirit is a powerful convictor. I have sent him into this world, and let me quote the words of the Lord Jesus, as he spoke them very faithfully in John 16, verses 8 through 11, saying, when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he shall convince the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. Now, my beloved, you who are not saved, have you received that blessed Holy Spirit? Has he converted you? Have you bowed in submission to his convicting power, convicting you of your sins, and convicting you of the one, the blessed Savior, the only one, in whom you can find forgiveness and a righteousness before God that will bring you into eternal glory? Has he converted you, my friend? Then may I say to the saint of God and to the believer, God would say that he was sent to be a comforter. He, when he, the comforter, shall come, he shall guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but he shall show you the things that are mine. He shall show them unto you. Yes. That blessed Holy Spirit, my fellow believer, is a blessed comforter. Not only that, he is a teacher. Is he teaching you and me? He is a guide. Is he guiding you and me? Yes, the Holy Spirit is come, and he is still here. Ah, but we come to the theme of our study that we are commencing. The third great truth in the New Testament. That the Son of God is coming again. Now, what would God say to the unbelieving sinner in relation to the coming of his Son back to the earth? God would say to the sinner, not, what have you done with my Son? But when my Son comes back again, what will my Son do with you? Why are you not ready to meet him? For he will come and destroy you if you have rejected him. Oh, my beloved friend unsaved, this is the important question relative to the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ, of which we shall speak in great detail in the will of the Lord. God asks the sinner today, not having received his Son, think of the fact, when the Son comes back, what will my Son do with you? Is it not written, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him? And my beloved, may I say to you that every man, woman, boy, and girl has yet to face, in judgment, that coming Lord and Savior and King. And to the sinner God would say, think of the fact, when Jesus comes back, and you are still unsaved, raise the question in your heart and to your conscience, what will he do with me? But then God says to the saint, to the believer, and oh my fellow believer, we emphasize this, are you and am I looking for his Son? Yes, God would say to you and to me, my fellow believer, are you looking for my Son to come again? Are you waiting for his return? Are you ready to meet him unashamed? Well, did the beloved Apostle Paul properly write? When in the book of Titus he wrote to say in chapter 2, verse 13, that we should be looking for that great and glorious appearing of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven. My fellow believer, may I raise the question? May the Spirit of God raise it into your heart and mine. Are you and I looking for him? And you that are unbelievers, will you not get ready and meet him? Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify the precious truth, the sinner and saint, for the Lord Jesus' glory. Amen.